It is National Eye Health Week, and all through this week here on RNIB Connect Radio, we are giving it all sorts of hints and tips and advice when it comes to looking after your eyes. Now, RNIB Scotland has an innovative way of getting the message about sight loss across to people. And to tell us a little bit more, we have with us Ian Brown. Tell me about this slightly different way of getting this sight loss message out there.
Hi, Alan. Every year during National Eye Health Week, we try to come out of a different box, find a kind of a new way to kind of get people interested in getting their eyes checked, get good eye health. And this year, we thought of the idea of producing four types of specially designed coaster, which we're giving out to cafes and pubs right across Scotland. We've chosen four iconic images of Scottish landmarks: Edinburgh Castle, the Victoria and Albert Museum in Dundee, the Callanish Standing Stones in Lewis, and Buchanan Street in Glasgow. And what we've done, we've doctored the photographs of each of these sites so they appear as if they were seen by someone with a different sight loss condition, a common sight loss condition. So, for instance, the mat or the poster with the Victoria and Albert Museum in Dundee is seen through the eyes of someone with glaucoma, so it's a slightly tunnel vision effect. And on the back of the coasters, there's a message from RNIB Scotland just reminding people to get your eyes examined regularly, every 2 years. They're free in Scotland. They've been free in Scotland since 2006 for absolutely everybody. So it's just a very short, you know, half an hour eye check at your local high street optician. And the point is, these eye examinations can often pick up the first signs of any trouble with your sight early enough, when there's still time to give treatment, prevent damage to your sight, or if there is some damage, arrest it, or in some cases, even reverse it. So it's really worthwhile spending that half an hour every couple of years just dropping by your local optician and getting your eyes examined. There's so many health messages about looking after your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, this kind of stuff. But people can sometimes be a bit complacent about one of the most precious things we have, which is our sight.
We are not very good at getting our sight checked. And what's amazing, Ian, is that when we have this research and people say, you know, what's the thing you don't want to lose? It's your sight. But these coasters are really good because you can actually see the different conditions which individuals could get themselves. And as you say, you know, just a simple check could change all that.
I mean, there's four very common sight loss conditions. There's the glaucoma one in Dundee, the Dundee image. And there's cataracts, there's age-related macular degeneration, and diabetic retinopathy. Four of the most common causes of sight loss in Scotland and across the UK as well. So, you know, it's not to scare people. It's just to intrigue people, make them think. You know, having a cup of coffee or maybe a glass of wine or something, and they see the coaster or the beer mat, they think, what is this image? You know, why is this slightly distorted? They turn over, see the message. And it makes the point, I think, without trying to scare people, it just makes the point that it is worthwhile investing half an hour of your time every 2 years getting your eyes examined.
And you've launched these at the Victoria and Albert Gallery Museum in Dundee. Why was that a particular place you wanted to do this?
Well, it's one of the images. And of course, it's such a striking building. Imagine not being able to see this iconic building. Already it's only a year old. And it was really one of the most iconic buildings in Scotland, I think. The other reason why we went there yesterday was the B&A in Dundee very kindly hosted a touch tour for some of our members with sight loss, taking them around the museum, giving kind of a tactile feel for some of the exhibits. Everyone really enjoyed it, and they've just been fantastic in supporting us. The other great thing with the B&A Dundee is, as it happens, we're both generously supported by the People's Postcode Lottery. And the People's Postcode Lottery are very keen that the charities they support, where possible, work together. So this was just a great opportunity for us to do exactly that.
It is, as you say, you know, a really iconic building, and great that partnership between the V&A and RNIB Scotland really coming to the fore there. Now, we are talking about sight loss. We are encouraging people to get their eyes checked. So if people would like more information about that, or they're perhaps worried about sight loss, what's the best way to get some help and support from RNIB?
It's the same context as on the back of the coasters, actually. We have the RNIB helpline, which is 0303 123 9999. Or our website, which is www.rnib.org.uk/advice.
Ian, best of luck with the campaign for National Eye Health Week, and thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.